Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Here he is. There you are. And we shall now converse in the manner of your choosing. We have a couple for you. We thought about going door to door, but this seemed rather time consuming. So what we have is we got the Ingles Advantage talk line for you at 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063. Or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. 71307. It's all part of our Reach Out to You at 1063 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and of course 1063WORD.com. And of course, in honor of the trend setting, pace making work of the School Board of Montgomery County, Maryland, every text and every call today will be an honors text or an honors call. I think it's only fitting and right that we should no longer deny anyone the chance to not only express themselves on 106.3 WORD, but to do so in the context of an honors situation. So if you have a text, it's an honors text. If you have a call, it's an honors call. It is only fitting and right. And I am so ashamed of conservatives who have not seen the wisdom of this instant way to solve every problem that we have. Define it out of existence. Not enough people of color in the honors classes of Montgomery County, Maryland high schools. Every class will be an honors class. Why didn't we conservatives think of that? We're so dumb. Oh, woe is us. We just have to learn from our liberal betters. That's all we have to do. Just remarkable. 1-800-347-1063, the Ingles Advantage talk line, and 1-800-347-1063. Again, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. There is inherent in modern liberal thought, which, by the way, was not always true of liberals. They always had a certain element of otherworldliness about them, but they used to have their feet more or less on the ground. No more. Now, today, they want excellence through everybody marching in lockstep. It's, if you ever watched or listened to, I should say, Prairie Home Companion, the old public radio show with Garrison Keillor, he of the falling prey to the Me Too movement. But he set his fictitious radio program in Lake Wobegon, where every student was above average. It was a joke back when he did it. Today it's policy in one of the richest suburbs of the country. 1-800-347-1063. Lou in Campobello joins us at 10 past 5. Good afternoon, Lou.
Good afternoon. I can't believe you didn't finish up the story that the school board in that county didn't get a massive raise for raising the scores up that much so quickly. And the teachers are probably going to get some type of bonus for the hard work they put in also.
Well, if you are able to erase people who are not taking honors courses, you ought to get a bonus. Good heavens.
I mean, it's only natural, right?
Of course.
You basically wiped out illiteracy.
Exactly. They have wiped out illiteracy. Yeah.
And you laugh, but isn't that the liberal mentality? Now we're going to reward mediocrity? You've solved mediocrity. Now you have to reward it, or people aren't going to solve it anymore.
You know, once upon a time, I thought that liberals wanted to actually make changes that would lift people up, and often those were changes that were very expensive and in many cases unconstitutional, but at least they had the right idea, even though they were going about it in the wrong way, and they've discovered that's too hard, so now they're doing this.
Well, I don't remember where it was. It was about 10 years ago that there was a college that was doing the exact same thing. They were giving points onto test scores to to make their college look like they were graduating people with a lot higher GPAs. So I don't know if this is a new idea or if the Democrats just found a way to streamline equality or inequality, but I can't believe the next step isn't going to be reward the teachers, reward the school board. I mean, I feel that's how they work. That's how the left works. It doesn't matter if you cheat or get there fair. There's a reward for getting there. And I think a lot of people will try this.
Well, now, there are those, I'm sure, out there who would say, well, Lou, you're just being cynical. But you need to stop and think about it. Lou is being nothing more than consistent. He is simply taking what has been put forward as not just a logical argument, but an actual policy. And Lou is merely extending that to the logical conclusion. I don't see why you could buy into what the Montgomery County School Board did and not add, and yes, Lou, you're right. I don't see how they can do that. I mean, you are doing nothing more than building on their logic.
That's it. And even though I don't agree with it, I mean, and I know it sounds cynical and I know it sounds funny, but, you know, if you actually think to yourself, you think someone in that county isn't going to actually bring that up, you're fooling yourself.
Well, I lived there, as I say, for many years, and I can't rule that out. Gosh, I wish I could, but I can't rule it out. Oh, my.
Thanks, Jim.
I don't know what we do about these people, Lou. I really don't. I know one thing that we have to do, and again, I will harp on this until the day is done. We have got to, at some point, to retake control of our educational system that produces nudniks like this. We just have got to do so. Thank you, Lou, for being a good citizen, a good American, and a thoughtful individual. It's 13 past 5 on this Tuesday afternoon, another Bobby Mackless day here. We will also be Mac-free the rest of the week, but he'll be back refreshed and refurbished come Monday. Trust me on this. The man is out there, even as we speak, prepping, getting ready after the finish of the back nine. He's getting ready for next Monday's show. Trust me on this, okay? This is in many ways symptomatic of what the entire field of Democrats would like to do here. My guess would be that if you put this before the candidates, the two dozen candidates running for the Democrat presidential nomination, that many of them would say this is just great, honors for everybody. I don't know. I'll put it this way. Old people like Bernie Sanders and, yes, Joe Biden, despite his moderate reputation, I'm not sure where they got this. But if you are among the 40-somethings and younger, you're a product of a school system which has jammed nonsense into your heads. And even worse than jamming nonsense into the heads of our kids, that's bad enough. But jamming nonsense into the heads of our kids while we pay the bill. We are paying them to do this. I'm telling you, folks, whether you've got kids in school or not, it wouldn't hurt for you to attend your local school board meetings just to see what's going on. A lot of it'll be boring. Some of it may be jaw-dropping. I don't know. Worth finding out. Can't watch cable all the time or even listen to WORD. The time is now 5:15.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, here we are, and there you are. We're just yakking away here today. But checking out what's happening over at the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Texter says, can I change my resume to graduated with all honors classes? Well, no, you didn't graduate with all honors classes unless you're very young and in Montgomery County, Maryland. Or this texter, maybe I need to tell my boss he owes me a raise for, well, just showing up. Yeah, Yeah, yeah. You try that. Let us know how it works out, okay? Yeah, pass this along to our boss here, okay? Hey, I showed up, but I'm just phoning it in, so to speak. And no special effort, no show prep. I expect a raise. Okay, pass that along. We'll see how that goes. Sure we will. All right, it's 522 here at 106.3 WORD. And incidentally, the Democrats who would like a raise to $400,000 a year, plus public housing, known as the White House, the Democrats who are running for president, as of the moment, I just thought you might be curious about this, of all those wacky people that we've seen on the stage for the debate. So the next debate is Thursday, September the 12th, and if needed, Friday, September the 13th. Yeah, that's right. The Democrats are going to debate on Friday the 13th. But I don't think that'll be needed. As of the moment, only 9 Democrats would qualify. You know, they're raising the standards for the Democratic debate next time around. You have to have an average of 2%, I think, in the polls. You've got to, let's see, what else? You have to have like 130,000 donations from so many donors. It goes up, but roughly doubles. The standards for being in the next round of Democratic debates roughly doubles, okay? As of the moment, here's who would qualify for the Democrats' debate stage come September. This could change. Joe Biden, he's been there, of course. Cory Booker, the New Jersey senator. Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. California Senator Kamala Harris. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke. By the way, the Houston Chronicle in an editorial says, Beto, come home. You're not going to be president. We need you to run for the Senate seat from John Cornyn's Republican Senate seat from Texas. And I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't consider that. Also qualifying Elizabeth Warren, the Massachusetts Senator, Pocahontas, and Andrew Yang. Of course, Bernie Sanders, I forgot to mention, he's in there. Andrew Yang wants to give everybody $1,000 a month. Those 9. So as of this juncture, you wouldn't need 2 debates. Democrats would be down in debating, at least, to merely 9 contenders. That's one debate stage. These are those who made the first 2 rounds of the debates but would not currently qualify for the 3rd round. There are 11 of these. Michael Bennett, the Colorado senator, Steve Bullock, Montana governor, Julian Castro, the former Obama administration housing secretary, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio would not qualify. Tulsi Gabbard, who is headed, by the way, to 2 weeks of active National Guard duty, which I suppose could be a form of campaigning for her, emphasizing her military cred. John Delaney, one of the 2 moderates, former Maryland congressman, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, the other of the 2 moderates. Neither one of them would qualify for the next round of the debates. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who has really been a disappointment for her people. She would not qualify. Jay Inslee, governor of Washington, he would not qualify. Tim Ryan, Ohio congressman, wouldn't qualify. Marianne Williamson, Flake, she would not qualify. Those 11 wouldn't make this round. Those who have never qualified, you probably don't even know these people are running. Former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel, who has run in like every election since 1896. Not quite that far back, but almost. Wayne Messam, Seth Moulton, congressman from Massachusetts, Joe Sestak, Tom Steyer. Those are the people who have never qualified, and they won't this time either. So that's, again, another popcorn moment coming up as the Democrats begin to narrow their field just a hair. Now, those others can still run, of course, and some of them may for a while, but they're effectively toast. They're not going to make the Iowa caucuses. If you're not in the debates, you're pretty much out of it. But I just find it interesting. We've gotten to know some of these people, and if not love them, at least we've learned to laugh at them. They're sort of like an eccentric uncle, you know, the guy who gets a little drunk and tells funny stories at Thanksgiving. That's who I look upon some of these people as. Of course, if one of them gets close to being president, they would become a lot less funny. But right now, they're funny. And as I say, I found that them just sit back and laugh. That's the key thing that they've lacked. The debate so far, you can say what you will about the formats or the moderators, but they have lacked one thing that would really help those debates a great deal, a laugh track. Think about it. A laugh track would do wonders for the Democrats' presidential debating. It really would. So that's who we got going so far. As of the moment, this could change slightly, but probably not by much. There's not enough time left before they announce the field. So we got Biden, Booker, Buttigieg, Harris, Klobuchar, O'Rourke, Sanders, Warren, and Yang, which is not a law firm, but I guess it could be. But I'll miss some of these people. Goodness knows, I'll miss, oh, Bill de Blasio. Yes, taxes on everybody. All the rich get taxed. We'll tax the hell out of them. That's a direct quote. We'll tax the hell out of them. Bill will tax the hell out of the rich. De Blasio probably is not going to make this round of debates. And gosh, I'm going to miss Bill. I really am. Tulsi Gabbard, who at least did her part to help tear down Kamala Harris, so I give her props for that. John Delaney and John Hickenlooper. I will miss them a great deal if they don't make the cut, as they probably won't, because they were the ones who had the common sense to stand up and actually say, you know, this socialism thing is a great way to hand this election to Donald Trump. And they are right. I don't know that the president has to have that for re-election, but it couldn't hurt. It couldn't hurt to have a far off-the-wall, off-the-left-end-of-the-world left-wing Democrat running for president. Frankly, a Delaney or a Hickenlooper, despite their lack of name recognition, scare me a lot more than some of these other people. They really do. And so in that regard, I'm not at all sorry to see John Delaney and John Hickenlooper go. They are Democrats who at least have one foot sort of on the ground. They're still standard Santa Claus liberals handing out goodies to people, goodies that we can't afford to pay for. But they're not, I mean, we've reached the point now where that kind of liberal would be a breath of fresh air. They're not as bad as these people running. Heck, Barack Obama, as he's already, name has come up during the debates, he's already been put down for being just a little too conservative. Think about that. Democrats have put down the patron saint of the Democrats, Barack Obama. He means well, he's just a little too conservative. So there you go. But the two moderates that are left probably will not make the cut. From this point on, the Democrats are going to be down to an all-socialist final agenda here. This is Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean. Look at that. 5:29 is the time at 106.3.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, I think that's what we ought to do, is just talk here, because we are the Upstate's talk station, of course, 106.3 WORD, also found at 106.3WORD.com, no matter where you go, if you have internet access, and we're working on a way by which 106.3WORD will be available intravenously. We're working on that as we speak, so we'll let you know. As for you contacting us, well, there's the Ingalls Advantage talk line at 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307-71307. Jim Bohannon in for Bob the entire week. We'll be here again Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Monday, Bob is back. There are a few times in the immediate future. I was actually supposed to fill in for Tara in September, a little bit, but it turned out I was not available for that particular assignment, so some other part of our worthy bullpen will be filling in that morning show. And every now and then, of course, I do the Vince Coleman, Coakley, the Vince Coakley routine. So we're versatile here, but of course we do have some problem in terms of identity, a little identity crisis hereabouts. But Jim Bohannon here doing the best that I can at 21 now before 6. And we were talking a bit about who at the moment, and this is going to be settled here pretty soon because September the 12th is not that far away. They're going to have to pick who qualifies for the next Democrat debates. Now, the first two rounds, of course, you had the 20 who qualified, 10 a night. At the moment, they only need one debate night because only 9 people right now would qualify. The 2% average in the polls, 130,000 donations from 400 individual donors. I forget the exact breakdown, but basically the standards double, although this texter says, Jimbo, the Democrats are raising the standards for the debates. That's a first. I thought progressives are all about lowering standards. You know, that's a great point, texter. Maybe what we ought to do is invite all 20 of them back, plus the 5 who've never qualified, all 25, and we'll call it, are you ready? The honors debate. Why not? I mean, it's so in keeping with their approach. Yeah, indeed, here. Let's see here. A texter says, at least we won't have to listen to that screeching blonde bimbo Gillibrand decrying her so-called white privilege anymore. Thank God. Oh, come on. You'll miss Kristen and you know it. So will I. Yes, apparently she didn't have quite enough white privilege. Good heavens, you got a couple of people of color. In fact, 3, actually, if you count Orientals. I'm not sure that they're allowed to be counted to Chinese because they're not really, they're sort of people of color, I guess. But Andrew Yang would probably make the cut, and Cory Booker and Kamala Harris would both make the cut. So I guess white privilege isn't all it cracked up to be. But yeah, we'll miss Kirsten, I should say. Bill de Blasio, I think I will miss as much as anyone. He has embraced the notion of being an out-and-out screaming socialist, even more so, I suppose, than Bernie, in a way. We'll tax the hell out of the rich, he shouted, which probably was a way in this Democratic primary field to attract attention. It wasn't a bad effort, I suppose, to make the next rounds of the debates. It killed any chance he would ever have of being president. That would come back to haunt him. But most of these Democrats are not worrying about making the next round. They're worrying about, I mean, they're not worrying about being president. They're worrying about making the next round. Got that reversed there. Delaney and Hickenlooper are the only 2 moderates, and they're, by Democratic Party standards, they're moderates. They probably wouldn't make the cut either. Jimbo, by giving everyone $1,000 per month, does Yang realize that he would be devaluing the dollar? How does this guy become a billionaire? I don't know. And I think that probably, if you gave everybody $1,000 a month, you would devalue the dollar. I don't know how he became a billionaire, honestly, but he does have money. You're quite correct. Let's see. Thankful for my Sony Walkman and Jimbo for helping me through this power outage in Columbus. Okay. Well, I'm thankful for your Sony Walkman, too, by golly. Very much. Now, granted, we have a lot of problems as conservatives, and we're under assault constantly as conservatives, but I wouldn't want you to think that Democrats are without problems. A lot of House Democrats are very afraid of being crowded. That's a new verb out there. Be Joe Crowley, who was, of course, the veteran 10-term Democrat from New York, 4th in line to the House Democratic leadership. Many thought he was the next Democratic Speaker of the House after Pelosi, beaten, of course, in the primary of 2018 by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And a lot of members are trying desperately not to be placed in the same position he's in. Democrats, especially those who are not far, 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 far way out of their left, Democrats, are raising money hand over fist. There are about 41 incumbent House Democrats who could face opponents on the left in the primaries next year. 16 of them have already amassed over $1 million in campaign funds. This is for a House seat, mind you. $1 million, that's a fair chunk of change. 20 have raised over $500,000 during that period alone. So far, only 4 Democratic challengers have put away at least $100,000 each. We'll see. Money, of course, does not always win elections. But anyway, there are a lot of people on the sort of left. Even, by the way, you'll find this interesting. Even Jerry Nadler, the House Judiciary Committee chairman and a veteran Democrat, he faces a primary opponent next year, a 35-year-old named Lindsay Boylan, a former New York State Economic Development official who has already banked $250,000, pretty impressive for a challenger, although Nadler is up there in the million-dollar range. A lot of Democrats are running scared next year, from their own party, no less. So, see, there's some good news out there. There's some good news out there. I'll be very curious. My guess would be that the Democrats have not gone nearly as far and as fast to the left as some of the beautiful people in the party think so, as some of the beautiful people in the media think so. My guess is that Democrats are still a little too liberal for my taste, but that most of them are not off-the-wall crazy. I think a lot of the, in fact, AOC could be vulnerable. And I have that from an expert that I'll explain about when we come back on the Bobby Mack Show at 5:45. And I appreciate it very much. The time now, 9 minutes before the hour of 6 p.m. here on this Tuesday afternoon. And if I could put in a plug for you early risers out there, I'm actually on WORD twice every day of the week, really early, at 5:25 in the morning. I do a little feature here called the Offbeat Feature, kind of a little funny look at the day's news and some stories that you might not have heard about. And that's always a fun thing to do. Then at 5:35, I do a daily interview with a newsmaker, all a part of the reasons why Tara doesn't have to get up and be in at 5 a.m., you see, instead of 6. So there you have it. In the meantime, of course, I'm doing double duty here on this Bob McLean thing, which is always a lot of fun. People headed home and all filled with great ideas and thoughts and concepts and perspectives. That's the beauty of this audience. You folks think of things in often a different perspective that helps us, I think, to fully understand what it is that we're talking about. You get a genuine sense of the importance of things when you talk to this audience, and that matters. Now, I was talking about people who should not be so overly confident in 2020, such as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, incidentally, and this has been pointed out before, but I'll point it out again, yes, technically speaking, will be old enough to be president in 2024. I would not make my plans for the inauguration just yet, okay? I think that she might very well want to be thinking about possibly getting reelected in 2020. And there are those who say that she could be vulnerable, no less an expert than the person who held that seat for 10 terms, for 20 years, before being beaten by her, Joe Crowley, who feels that she could very possibly be beaten and, in fact, has not given out away any thoughts of running for public office again. Crowley might return to the Democratic Party fold, but he's not so sure that the uber-liberals, the ultra-liberals, the super-liberals necessarily have a free path to expansion in the party of the Democrats, and nor am I. So just for what that's worth, a lot of the Democratic House and for that matter, Senate candidates in 2020 are amassing great war chests, as, of course, incumbents can do. It's a lot easier for incumbents to raise money. And none of them are going to be caught by surprise like Crowley was. AOC kind of sneaked up on him, I think. But that's not going to happen to a lot of these other incumbents. I'm just thinking that you may see a stopping of the tide, I think, of these ultra-liberal Democrats. I just don't think they've got the constituency. Most of them are from pretty liberal constituencies. They don't have any worries about re-election. They think the whole country is like the people in their district, and that's not true for the most part. So I'm encouraged when I see these people achieving prominence in the Democrats because it drags the party further and further to the left. Of course, the downside of that is, what if one of those people wins? Could a Bernie or a Pocahontas win? Not out of the question. I doubt that they'd win today, but who knows? But interesting times out there. Interesting times indeed. And again, I just plan to go along for the ride and watch it. Have a lot of fun here. Who is this Tom Steyer? I know that he is a liar. He stands right in front of a camera and lies about Trump. Where did this idiot come from? Does he actually think he's going to win? Oh, I suspect he probably thinks that he's going to win. I mean, they all think that they're going to win. They wouldn't be running if they didn't think that they were going to win. But for the record, he is a billionaire. He's a hedge fund manager, philanthropist, environmentalist, and, of course, liberal activist and fundraiser. He's 62. He's worth about $1.6 billion. That is to say, he could give a dollar bill to every resident of China. And graduate of the Stanford Business School and of Yale. And that sets who Tom Steyer is. Again, he's not qualified for any of the debates. He will not qualify again. He's not made very effective use of his money, quite frankly, in terms of running for the office. I mean, you can buy a certain amount of name recognition, and he hasn't done a very good job with it. But for the record, is who Tom Steyer is. And yeah, he has lied, and sure, he thinks he's going to win. They all think they're going to win. They really do. But those are the people out there. But the elimination of Delaney and Hickenlooper from the debates, which is likely, pretty much means that the Democratic nominee is going to be an off-the-wall leftist. Now, I know there are people out there that still say, well, Hillary could still come back in, or Michelle Obama could still come back in. Getting too late. You're getting down to the point now of getting on the ballot in some of these states. And if you were going to make your move, you should have made it earlier this year, really. No, these are the ones. And we're pretty much looking at the Democrat nominee for president right now. We don't know which one it is, but we're pretty much looking at that person. Even as we speak, here are the people, and one of them is almost certainly going to be opposing Donald Trump a year from now. Joe Biden, former vice president, Mr. Gaffe, who apparently was vice president briefly in 2018. I'm not sure if anybody told Mike Pence about that. Cory Booker, New Jersey senator. Pete Buttigieg, South Bend, Indiana mayor. Kamala Harris, California senator. Amy Klobuchar, Minnesota senator. Beto O'Rourke, former Texas congressman, who I think will go back and run for the Senate from Texas. Bernie Sanders, Vermont senator. Elizabeth Warren, New York senator. Andrew Yang, another billionaire. Those are your people. One of them will oppose Donald Trump, in all likelihood. And I don't think do that well. This is Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean. And can you believe it? We're 3 minutes before 6 p.m. at 106.3.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.